Del, according to reporters in the chamber, those cheers that you just heard from Democrats on the Democratic side of the aisle after that result, and to be clear, it was the vast majority of people voting in favor of this War Powers Resolution. Democrats, this was the fourth attempt and now the first successful attempt to vote to limit President Trump's war powers in Iran. Remember, the House has now passed it. It would be up to the Senate to pass it, to send it to President Trump's desk. There's a very good chance that he would veto this if it made it to his desk, or possibly argue that the war with Iran has ended, something that his administration has already tried to argue in the past. It's worth noting that there were four Republicans who voted with all Democrats to end this Iran war. Those include, according to reporters in the chamber, Politico reporting that was Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick, the Republican from Pennsylvania, a swing district Republican, Congressman Tom Barrett, Congressman Warren Davidson of Ohio, someone who's been quite vocal on war powers, and also worth noting, Congressman Thomas Massey, the Republican from Kentucky, who just lost his primary to a Trump-backed challenger just in the last couple weeks, now clearly taking that strong step on the House floor. The vast majority of Republicans, though, allowing this war to continue, voting against this war powers resolution, but certainly a banner moment for critics of this ongoing war with Iran.